A Bitter Taste of Hope, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The high from the matches fading quickly as Yetsun walks into the back, vanishing about as quickly as the cheering from the audience once he can't see them anymore. The scrapes along his back and arms are starting to sting in a way he hadn't even noticed before. Since he was in the main event, most of the others have already left, and he only needs to say a few passing words to anyone. There's no one else in the locker room anymore, which is the way Yetsun prefers it, really. He can take his time, having no one there to see him as he tries to shower off the remaining glass fragments from his skin, while he washes away all the blood. For a moment, Yetsun just stands there doing nothing, breathing deeply. His limbs are feeling heavy, exhaustion dragging down at him, and part of him just wants to slump down and possibly stay there for a while. A bit of hair that's escaped from his ponytail is clinging to the side of his face, and he brushes at it, irritatedly. It feels sticky against his fingers, and he lifts a piece of hair in front of his eyes to look at it and sighs. It's coated in red, nearly none of the normal silver visible. He hadn't quite realized he'd been bleeding that much. It's going to take a while to wash all of that away. Sometimes the long hair doesn't really seem worth the bother, but Yetsun has an image to maintain. At least there hadn't been any barbed wire for his hair to get tangled in this time. He absolutely hates when that happens. Didi? A familiar voice says from behind him, making Yetsun whip around despite his tiredness and stare at the door. At Gerger standing there like he can just walk in here like he belongs. Not that anyone here would really stop Gerger. "What are you doing here?" Yetsun snaps out. "I came to see you," Gerger says, almost softly. For a moment, it almost feels like it used to. For a moment, Yetsun forgets that he hates Gerger, and the excited question slips out before he can stop himself. "Did you see me out there?" Gerger takes a few steps until he's standing right next to Yetsun. "Yes, you were very good," Gerger says quietly, reaching around to Yitsun's back to brush away some of the stray shards of glass still clinging to him. Yetsun just stands there and shivers slightly, struck dumb for a moment by his own conflicting emotions. Then Gerger's fingers move to touch the jagged edges of the recently healed scar on Yetsun's lower back. Gerger probably can't even see it from where he's standing, and honestly, the blood would likely hide it anyway. He's been following Yetsun that much, at least, to know it's there. Gerger's fingers run along the scar. The look on his face... Yetsun jerks away suddenly. He doesn't need Gerger's disapproval. "And how are your knees, Gerger?" Yetsun asks with a sneer. Gerger isn't the only one who's kept up with the news. "Still need help getting out of the bed in the morning." Hurt flickers through Gerger's eyes before he quickly looks away from Yetsun. "Good," Yetsun thinks viciously. "Gerger has no right to come here to..." "You're better than this," Gerger says. And by the way, he looks at Yetsun, his eyes roaming over Yetsun's blood-covered body. He knows exactly what Gerger means with this. Yetsun lifts his wrist up to his mouth and rips at the tape with his teeth until a bit of it comes loose, and he lowers his hand and starts unwinding the tape with angry jerks. "But I like what I do, Gerger," Yetsun bites out. "I'm good at it," he adds, and grins at Gerger with bloody lips. Yetsun hasn't had time to look into a mirror, but he has a pretty good idea of what he looks like. Blood down the side of his face, his arms and back covered in small bleeding cuts, his front smeared with someone else's blood. It's always more or less the same. Yes, Gerger admits quietly. I saw. Yitzhun lets his eyes run down Gerger's body quite deliberately. There's blood on Gerger's hand, where he'd touched Yitzhun, and he's holding it away from his body just a bit, trying not to get blood on his too expensive clothes. For a moment, Yitzhun wants to step up to him, press up against Gerger and see if he'd mind the blood then. He wants to bite at Gerger's lips, wants to scratch at his skin until he bleeds. Yitzhun's hands itch and he scoffs out loud. It's probably just the glass dust ground into his skin. The unwound wrist tape falls to the floor. Yitzhun sneers at Gerger. You used to like it too. Or is it that easy to forget where you came from? Didi, Gerger says, his face contorted with something painful. Yitzhun forces himself not to look away. I haven't forgotten. Why do you think I'm here? Yitzhun bites off a sudden sharp noise that could almost be a laugh. Just go back, Gerger. Go back to your life. Go back to him. There's nothing here for you anymore. It feels like someone has just decided to drag broken glass over Yitzhun's insides, too. He grins through the pain. Didi, Gerger says again, and he really should figure out something else to say. Don't... Oh, come off it, Gerger, Yitzhun interrupts, not wanting to hear anything more. You have all you ever wanted. Don't pretend like you regret leaving. Gerger can't quite look at him, and that's exactly what Yitzhun thought. I didn't mean to leave you, Gerger whispers, so softly that Yitzhun almost doesn't hear him. Fuck, he wishes he hadn't heard. Well, it's too late now. Don't you have someone better to go back to? What would he say about you being here? Against all expectations, that actually makes Gerger smile faintly. Yitzhun hates the fact that it hurts more than any of the light tubes he'd been hit with today. Really, he'd much rather go back to having glass ground against his skin than continue this conversation. I told him, Gerger says, and then before Yitzhun can express his doubts about that, he adds with a deliberate emphasis, everything. It takes a heartbeat before Yitzhun can manage to get any words out. So what? You have his permission? And that's supposed to matter? Like we can just pick up where we left off? Yitzhun laughs, the sound scraping at his throat. You think someone wouldn't notice? Do you remember the rumors, Gerger? How they almost got you... Yitzhun quickly cuts himself off. He's almost said too much. Too distracted by... Gerger takes in a sharp breath, his eyes widening a bit. Damn it. Yitzhun picks at the tape on his other wrist more calmly, until he finds an edge and starts pulling it away. He's trying to distract himself, giving himself a reason not to look at Gerger. Please leave, Gerger, he says quietly, and then huffs dryly. As you can see, I really need to take a shower. He turns away from Gerger and can't quite make himself start undressing. Not when Gerger is... All he can do is wait, standing there stiffly, his body aching and tired. He thinks he can feel Gerger's eyes on his bloody back. Yitzhun squeezes his eyes shut. Please, Gerger, just... Go away. Don't I deserve that bit of mercy, at least? It's really hard to remember right now that he still hates Gerger. Didi, at least think about it. There's a tremor in Gerger's voice. You know where to find me, if you want to, Gerger says. And then a few moments later... Yitzhun can finally hear him leave. His shoulders slump, and the air flows out of his lungs in a long, shuddering breath. Then he gets on with undressing. He really needs a warm shower. The aches from the match are really starting to set in, and the blood drying on his skin is starting to itch. The end.